Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish, and we welcome you, A, to our broadcast, and B, also to be part of our parish, to help build up our parish. We're located at 43 Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N Street, Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts. You may remember the zip code, 02134. We're in that 02134 area code, which has a lot of media history to it, and I guess we can add this to the history. But you're welcome to our parish. We have Mass every single weekend, 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays, 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays, and we also have Mass in Brazilian Portuguese at 8 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. on Sundays. Well, we welcome you again to our broadcast, and we're continuing our discussion. This is Wednesday of the second week of Lent, and we began our discussion this week by presenting an image of the church that many people have, and I asked at that image, why would you want to follow anyone who teaches that? And that image was basically something I teach to my people all the time. I didn't put it this way on Monday, but I'll put it this way to you. Good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell. And that's where a lot of people understand what our faith is all about. And then they add to it, and they talk to people who they consider to be bad people, and they tell them unless they change their lives right now, they could end up in hell immediately. Well, yes, we can kind of say that on the surface, but really, there's a lot more to it. It's a lot more profound than that, a lot more to understand, a lot more merciful than that. But what's most important is who would follow those teachings if that was really what we actually taught. And so I talked about that over the past 2 days. And one of the things I talked about as we ended the program yesterday is that when we encounter God, we're encountering God as human beings. So God is leading us to become fully human and fully alive. We will never be divine, although the Lord calls us to be divinized in a sense, but that's a discussion for the for another time. But we'll never be God. And in doing so, we are called to experience the fullness of what it means to be human. And when we do that, we appreciate the divine. Now, let's bring that section in. That's how we ended yesterday. And let's bring that a little further. Now, I should tell you something. I'm a writer. I do a lot of writing. I come from a writing family. My father was a reporter for the Boston Globe. My father was a great wordsmith, so he was always able to use words in such a way that he could have you understand what he wanted you to understand, because he was a wordsmith. He was a writer. He wrote for the Boston Globe. So I am a writer, and I used to work for the Boston Globe. There you go. Now, a lot of people from Boston Globe saying, I don't remember he was a writer for the Boston Globe. I didn't say so. I said, I am a writer now. I was actually a janitor and a security guard for the Boston Globe back in the 76, 77, 78, right up until I joined the Navy. But I am a writer. And writers are artists. And so when you're dealing with writers, you're dealing with a lot of people who have an art mentality, an art experience.